I thought, I mean, I've seen, in, I was traveling to Vietnam and I've seen these vessels, you know, kind of everyone does, even if it's just a shovel or, you know, kind of improvised machines to kind of get this sand on the boat. And I always thought, you know, this is just either, yes, quite random, or you go like from football pitch to football pitch sizes and you just take the sand. But they realized that the best quality of sand is actually the seabeds that have underwater rivers. Because this, yeah, it's sort of the mixture between river sand and coastal sand. But these are also culturally the richest sites. They are full of archaeological traces. You have pottery and you have all these things in there. And so this is all sucked up, cleaned, and then sort of fed back into the machine. And so it really is, it, the whole history, the whole geographical context, the whole cultural context is all erased. And yeah, when this is sort of fed into this industrialized raw material, and not speaking about the ecological impact you have, or the loss of ecosystems and actual life that is in the sand. So, but maybe I could just add a little thing that when I was in Singapore, the sand topic was one topic, and the other one was the forest.
Right.
And because I really was interested in where do I find the history, where do I find maybe the oldest places of this island. And there are three little patches of primary forest still on the island. And so I went there.
So one is on the Swiss hill.
Exactly.
There's one hill left, and it used to be the Swiss Rifle Club, so that's why it's still there.
And when Alfred Russel Wallace Russell, the British botanist, went to the Malay archipelago, he was traveling all over the world to observe and count and collect insects. And he stated that the Malay archipelago was the richest in biodiversity. And now Singapore has lost 85% of its biodiversity, so there's only very few left. And in these three little patches, the whole sort of biodiversity is found there. It's really, I think it's 4 square kilometers or something. So I really tried to access these places, and I was recording interviews with people, and I, what I did then as a work is I tried to go to these places and see if this would be a good place to reinvent the city as a sort of, you know, as a, the forest as a site, but also maybe the forest as a state, as a mental state, or as a space that allows for reimagining the city or reinventing the city.